that, what, in other words, Rabbi Chaim made a distinction between the creation of the system and then maintaining the system. Okay? Now, for some reason, in maintaining the system, you don't need the same level of person that the miracle comes through. But if the problem is that any attachment to the physical can taint the miracle, you see, and maybe people would attach it to the physical, so why isn't it that that small amount will also taint the miracle? In other words, in the same way, because the thing is, in other words, he made a distinction by what the purpose was. It should have nothing to do with the purpose. It should have to do with that you're performing a miracle and how people are going to accept the miracle. Okay? So that was the another question that was asked. And getting back to the first question, I mean, the fact that Moshe was on that level seems to have been a practical thing, simply practical for the purpose of the people. It has nothing to do with essentially how God relates to us, because if it was, then it should be for purpose for Avram too. It should be a benefit for Avram too, that at least he should know this. If I'm obligated to know it, Avram is also obligated to know that idea, if it's an essential thing. You see? But since you make a distinction between Avram and Moshe, so, and Avram did not need it, that's what Rabbi Chaim said, that Avram did not need it, so then you see it's only a practical thing. Well, it's very nice for Hashkafa, for understanding ideas about God, but I don't understand why it's a fundamental thing.